Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to look back at last week's boxed beef trade and, of course, the finished cattle trade. Both continued to the downside. Ed Servin with USDA's Market News out of Amarillo, Texas, has all the details. Ed?
The spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week on Friday at 177.90 wound, down over $5 since the previous Friday. The daily spot volume total for the week was 1,058 loads, but a lot of that was the over 4 million pounds of 50% trimmings that were sold on an extremely depressed market. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales and is the average for the week, was at 182.94, which was down $4.36 from the previous week. The total reported volume was 7,377 loads, which was about 480 loads better than last week. The formula trade was 3,085 loads, which was again smaller than normal as buyers have gone to the spot trade. The outfront sales of 1,488 loads were about 375 loads above last week, indicating that retailers began to commit to product for later this spring. The export sales remained extremely strong with 1,166 total loads, with about 82% of the product going overseas. The primal trade was generally lower, but rounds were steady, and the chucks were $4 to $6 lower. The ribs and loins were $2 to $15 lower. 50% trimmings ended the week at 79.86 for the week, and that was about $20 lower than last week. The cow cutout actually ended the week a dollar higher, influenced by the improvement in the 90% trimmings, which have not been adversely affected by the recent media storm. Take a look at the finished cattle trade. The general trend was $3 to $4 lower, with the Southern Plains trading at 122 on a live basis, and the Northern Plains at 122 to 123, and then on a dress basis, they were 193 to 194. Packers cut their harvest rates on Friday, but the weekly total increased to around 490,000 head of finished cattle. The moderate to heavy supplies of product and the light demand continue to keep beef prices on the defensive. The average live weight of cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,232 pounds last week, which was up 6 pounds from the previous week and 8 pounds heavier than last year, indicating that the feedlots are losing their extremely current situation in the Texas Panhandle. However, the average national steer carcass weight finally started to drop and was 844 pounds, which was down 6 pounds for the week. But this is still about 17 pounds over last year because carcass weights normally dropped this time of the year. It's a normal seasonal pattern. Heavier weights on cattle add significant volume to the amount of 50% trimmings available, which has been a particular burden to the box beef cutout here in the last few weeks. Packers have about 300,000 head contracted to them for April and appear to be pulling most of them as early as possible. The nearby CME prices dropped again and closed at 118.32 on Thursday, which was about $2 lower than the previous Friday. Taking a look at the Southern Plains feeder cattle trade, area auctions receipts were moderate last week as sellers prepared for the Easter week auction schedule. Prices were generally $3 to $8 lower, with more decline in different spots. Prices for the heavyweight feeders over 800 pounds continue to be under extreme pressure. Buyers appear to be finishing up their purchases for the summer grazing season in the Flint Hills and the Osage, and those 625-pound steers in Oklahoma City averaged 172 last week, but 2 weeks ago they averaged 190. The 5 to 600-pound steers traded at 170 to 195 for the week, with a few early week sales up to 200. The 7 to 750-pound steers were at 148 to 156, with a little trade over that early. And the 8 to 850-pound steers continue to be under pressure at 141 to 147. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report posted 16,500 head in sales, but about half of the trade was basis trades for later delivery this spring and early summer. There were not really enough current cattle for an accurate test, but the current FOB 750 to 800 pound steers traded from 146 to 148 on a very light test. The nearby CME feeder cattle month settled at 148.72 on Thursday, which was about steady with the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.